MelissaPerryHockeyProspect.com. I'm here with Cody Ceci, defenseman for the Ottawa 67s, who has been projected as a first-round pick at the 2012 NHL Entry Draft. HockeyProspect.com has him ranked 10th overall for the month of December. Now, Cody, as we move further into the season and towards the draft, how have things changed from your perspective?
It's just kind of become a reality. I just got to go out and play the same game I've been playing and try not to let it get to my head or anything, but just keep it in the back of my mind that it is my draft year and I need to go out and play as hard as I can every night.
Now, you're one of the few junior hockey players who play for a team that's so close to home. How has family come into play for you in your career so far?
Yeah, I'm definitely very fortunate just to live at home and have the comfortability of just being in my own bed every night and eating my parents' cooking and just seeing my family every day and just seeing them up in the crowd at every game. So that's just, I'm just very lucky to have that and just real fortunate.
The 67s are first in the Eastern Conference. What would you attribute the success to?
Yeah, we've put together a good first half and we've just got to try and keep the ball rolling going through the second half. We picked up John McFarland just recently and he's going to be a great addition to our team and everyone's just starting to get healthy again and hopefully we just can stay healthy for the rest of the year and have a good playoff run.
Last season, you put up 34 points in 68 games. We're now halfway through the season, and you've already passed that number. What are the strengths of your game that help you put up these numbers?
It's just more of just a thing of confidence. I'm just gaining more confidence. It's my third year in the league, so I used to be a lot more offensive, and this year I'm just trying to bring that back and put up some good numbers and help the team offensively, but just trying to stay responsible defensively as well.
So would you say there's a lot of chemistry with, let's say, another teammate of yours? Do you find that you're that you work well with a particular person on the team?
Yeah, I definitely think me and Monty have some good chemistry. He's a good guy and a good guy on the ice, and we just like to joke around. But at the same time, we're just always focused. We know who each other are, and we just help each other out. And I just get him the puck, and he's a great player. He does whatever, and I just get to Foley the puck as well. He's a great player, and Smith, Prince, and go on. Just a lot of great forwards. So I just make my job easy and help me get some points just by giving them the puck.
Which NHL player would you compare yourself to?
I like to compare myself to, like, Lindstrom. He's obviously a lot better than I am, but I like to model my game after him and just play a similar style, just puck-moving defenseman and not necessarily make huge hits or anything, but just use a lot of body position and just get the puck up to the forwards and join the play.
Did you have a favorite team growing up?
I was just a Sens fan growing up, and just from being in Ottawa and stuff and going to a couple games, I never really watched much of it on TV, so just whenever I got a chance, I'd just go to Sens games, and they just became my favorite team.
Why number 83?
Well, I used to be 8 growing up, and then when I got called up to junior after my minor midget year, just to finish the season off, and 8 was taken and 93 was taken, so it was my birth year, and they just kind of combined the two, made 83, and then when I came to 6-7, 8 was taken again, so I just kept 83, and I think I'm just going to stick with it. I just kind of like it. It's different.
What's your workout routine like in the off season?
I follow a pretty strict workout routine. I'm off ice 5 days a week, and then I just doing hills and cardio and stuff on Tuesday and Thursday, and Monday, Wednesday, Friday is more in the gym, weights, and I have a great trainer. He's really good to us. He gives us all the protein, glutamine, and all that stuff. So, great guy, and it's just a fun time in the summer.
Now, one last question. You and your teammate, Tyler Toffoli, were invited to Team Canada's selection camp. What did you learn from that experience?
It was a great experience. It was unfortunate for him being his last year. He's gave himself a great opportunity, and I felt like I gave myself a great opportunity as well, but unfortunately we both didn't make it. They had a great team going into the tournament, and I knew it was going to be a tough roster to crack, but I always have next year, and Toff, I'm sure, will go on and do great things in the NHL.
Thanks, Cody. Good luck this season and at the draft.
Thank you.